From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. President Trump is expected to release more details this week on his new budget. Congress has another more pressing money issue to deal with as we get to the point where we bump up against the debt ceiling. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Ganzer reports from Washington.
Late last year, Congress agreed to suspend the federal debt limit until this Wednesday.
Think about it like, you know, having a credit card. It's got a borrowing limit.
Henrietta Trays is managing partner of Veda Partners.
And we need to call our credit card company and say, hey, can you raise my borrowing limit?
But Congress usually takes a while to suspend the debt limit. In the meantime, the Treasury Department does a mad dance using extraordinary measures to pay bills.
It is really a kabuki dance.
That's Steve Bell, a former Senate Budget Committee staff director. This will be the first debt ceiling vote since Republicans took over Congress and the White House, and it could be tough.
After you've promised your constituents back home that you will never vote to increase the debt ceiling, people have a problem.
If Congress doesn't suspend the debt limit, the U.S. government would default. It wouldn't be able to make Social Security payments, which President Trump promised not to cut in his budget. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Ganzer for Marketplace.